It seems like I've been sitting like this for hours, but I know it's probably only been about 20 minutes. You told me the Sibian would be the ride of my life, and so far you did not lie. My arms are behind my back and bound at the wrists. They're starting to ache, but it's all worth it. I lean forward and bite down into my ball gag a little bit. I can hear the spit dripping from my lower lip, hitting the leather hump between my thighs. I can't see you with this blindfold on, but I can hear you breathing in the room with me. I concentrate on that sound, and it makes it feel like it's right next to my ear. And for all I know, maybe it is. You had started off slowly, just letting me ease into this new experience. But over the course of the session, you've been ramping things up and just keeping me at a steadily rising level of stimulation. I'm so aroused that I'm having trouble thinking straight, but I can still tell where things are going, and I trust you. I hear you pick up the black box and start to turn the dials, and I shudder as a big wave of pleasure overtakes me. Before this moment, the vibrations against my clit were a tease, but now they're so hard to ignore. You spanked me a few times for being a greedy girl, for grinding against those little nubs that were tormenting me in such delicious ways. And the attachment inside of me. Fuck. That horrible, wonderful bit of technology currently spinning away against my G-spot was the best kind of torture. Every time I shift my weight, it presses against new places and makes me groan so loud. When we started, you had it going so slow that it was just a fun little distraction. But now you've made it go faster, and it's so hard to ignore. You know exactly what you're doing, and I love every second of it. And you let this new stability go on for a while, almost like you were waiting to pounce at the right moment. So I don't notice you move until I suddenly gasp as you slide your fingers across my throat and down my collarbone, making me shiver. I know what you're going to do next, but you just want to watch me grind my hips and moan a little longer before you do. I'm not supposed to grind, but maybe you'll spank me again. I really like the sound of that. But no, you do something even better. I feel your lips against my nipple, so warm and wet, and my breath catches in my throat when I feel you bite down for a second. It wasn't hard, but it was enough to send a jolt through my whole body, and I can hear you laugh at my reaction. I can't see your face, but I just know you have a satisfied smile. And all the while, the Sibian keeps on working its magic, too. I'm going to come so hard at the end of this, I just know it. And it's going to be amazing. But there's so much more this machine is capable of, and I want to go the distance. I want you to be pleased with me. And I think from my moaning, you could tell that, too. So you turn it up higher still, and the effect is instant. I moan so loudly behind my gag that it sort of scares me because I didn't know I could make that sound. And deep down, I want you to make me do it again. I make a noise like a sob, and almost immediately, I can feel your fingers stroking between my breasts. And then, as soon as I inhale, they're wrapped around my throat, something that feels so comforting now. It turns me on so much, but it also gives me something to focus on in the darkness, and it pulls me a little bit back from the edge. And I can feel an orgasm coming, so I try to shift my weight backwards so I'm not pressing into the nubs as hard. But as I do, you put your hand on my shoulders and push me forward so I have to take everything the Sibian is dishing out. I want to scream. I want to beg. But all I can manage is a long, muffled squeal. I can feel your breath on my face, and I know you're standing over me, watching me intently. I imagine you're staring at where my eyes would be if not for the blindfold. And the thought of that makes me come almost immediately. And then I hear you laugh, and I know exactly what's about to happen now. You let me have this one, but you're going to make me wait for the next one. You toy with me and make me groan and beg without words. I want you to stop, and at the same time, I want you to keep going. I'm your plaything, and we both love every second of this. But you're also so good at keeping me on the edge. Every time I'm about to go over again, you do something different to me as I cool down a bit. Sometimes you pull my hair, sometimes you pinch or kiss my nipples, and a few times you choke me again. And they all work. They keep me so close, and I sort of hate how well you know me. I want to come again, and I've been close a few times, but I haven't gone over yet. I'm holding on, trying my best not to, but it's so intense. I feel like I'm starting to lose my mind a little bit. I can't see, and all I can hear is myself and the machine, so everything I'm experiencing seems almost pure now. But the thing that pushed me over the edge, the thing that made me break, were your teeth. I felt your breath against my neck, and a wonderful chill went up my spine. I was expecting kisses, and at first you were gentle, And then I felt the bite, and it was so unexpected that it's as if you pressed a button in my brain and it pushed me past the point of no return. And then, I feel your hands move across my shoulders and your thumbs press against my throat once more, and I can't stop myself anymore. I come so hard, and because I can't see you, I'm just in a world of darkness, and it seems to consume me in a way that I've never felt before. It's just so much to take at once. It's just such a powerful experience that I start to cry, and I don't know when I'm going to stop coming. Just wave after wave of pleasure I didn't know I was capable of, and I can't escape. I just let it wash over me, and they just won't stop, and I almost don't want them to. But all good things come to an end. You stroke my cheek and I sigh, and I feel like I want to collapse and just start sobbing from the experience. But I know I want more too. That attachment inside of me, it's still pressing my buttons, and I'm so turned on. You turn the dials back down to let me breathe, and after a moment, I let an ammonia giggle into my gag and relax a little bit. I feel your hands on my shoulders again, only this time it feels a little more comforting. It's the kind of touch I needed in this moment. I know it's going to be a very long, fun night.